Hey everybody, this is Dan Trotencheck with the North American Hardware and Paint Association, and we are actually coming to you live on tape. By the time you hear this, it won't be live, but as we're recording, it's live from the National Hardware Show out in Las Vegas. And I am with Joelle Cohen, who's the Industry Relations Manager with Reed Exhibitions and the National Hardware Show. And we're going to chat a little bit about, my gosh, what's going on here. And we're near the end of day two. My feet hurt. My back hurts.
My shoulders as well.
I'm tired. I'm a little bit hungover. So maybe, Joel, let's just start right in, and you could tell us a little bit about, you know, how things have been going at the show from your perspective.
Yeah, we're excited. We're about, as Dan said, three quarters of the way through day two. And we're feeling like the vibe here is really positive. We have a great list of attendees that have visited the VIP lounge, that are walking the floor. The exhibition hall is full. We sold out.
Fantastic.
And we are actually selling for 2025 as we speak. And we're excited about all the new things that NHS has to offer this year.
Well, I will tell you, just from a vibe standpoint, you know, a lot of the folks that I've talked to have said, man, it really feels like there's a lot of energy at the show. And, you know, we're obviously here, and we're sitting here in the independent retail center. And so we're talking with a lot of the independent retailers that are on hand, and we're getting really good feedback. I mean, a lot of people, we do our Retailers Choice Awards, which we'll be doing later on tonight.
Yeah.
And so we just had that luncheon, and a lot of people are like, man, I'm finding really cool, interesting products out here. And so all the feedback we've gotten from retailers at this point has been really positive about what they're getting out of the show this year.
It's good to hear.
And you were touching on kind of the show and what's going on. What are some of the new things that are kind of changed here in 2024?
Yeah.
And what might we kind of see continue or evolving as we move into next year, which will be here before we know it.
Yeah, exactly. So as Dan said, we're sitting here in the Independent Retail Center, or as we call it, the IRC.
IRC, yes.
And
acronyms for everything.
Yeah, exactly. And this is new. Independent retailers are really important to us at NHS, and we felt like this was a great home for them to come and talk about things that work for them, things that don't work for them. In this independent retail center, we're having roundtables throughout the show, so that's been really fun and exciting, I think, for the independent retailers. On top of the IRC, we also have a Shop Global Pavilion, which houses all our international booths. While we're the National Hardware Show, we are very international well. And we want to embrace that culture. So we every day have offered a different type of, you know, wine or coffee.
Yeah.
or things that kind of bring us all together. So that's something new as well. We also had the Executive Summit this morning, which was a half-day educational seminar for actually, VIPs as well as exhibitors could attend, and that was five different sessions, and we covered trends, and Ernst & Young presented, as well as Howe's, and then we had the Reverse Logistics Association, so it was five different sessions that were open to people that attended National Hardware Show. So those are some of the big initiatives that we've had in 2024. Additionally, one of our big goals is for the show to become more of an experience.
Right.
And so last night we held a VIP party at the Sphere. So it was about a 2-hour networking event, cocktails and appetizers, as well as the showing of Postcards from Earth. So everyone got to experience what it was like to be in the theater at the Sphere, and I think that just brings people together.
Yeah.
And leaves them with a really positive
outlook. We've had a lot of people talking about the experience. And for those of you who don't know, who are listening to this, the Sphere in Las Vegas is a 20-story high golf ball looking thing that is actually one of the most unique kind of
architectural.
Yeah, architectural. I mean, it's the entire outside of it is video, so it shows. I mean, it's you can see it, of course, in Vegas style. You can see it from the sky, but it's broadcasting images on the outside. And the inside is a exhibit hall, concert venue, everything else with like surround sound and surround imaging and so on.
Pretty amazing.
So, a very cool experience to offer to some of the attendees here, so they can get kind of a taste of what else Vegas has to offer, and really build some of those memories around kind of coming to the show. And I've noticed that, you know, here in the, when NHS and NHPA come together in the IRC, I'm trying to think of any other acronyms I can throw in there. When we come together here, this space we've just had, we just got done sitting here on the sofas with a group of retailers just talking about ideas. And right now behind me in one of the rooms, we have a round table going on, with a retailer talking about kind of their experiences. So we've experienced a lot of that kind of coming together and networking and just sharing ideas. And meanwhile, they're surrounded by products they can kind of go look at, you know.
And I think that's what NHS really brings to the table, is that networking ability. It is your only industry-wide show that brings together, you know, your wholesalers, your distributors, your independent retailers, your big box. And I think that's important for people to see that.
So to this point in the show, and like you said, we're three-quarters of the way through day two, what's been your kind of favorite part of the show to this point? Other than sitting down with me for a podcast.
I mean, that's obvious.
That's going to be obviously really high on the list.
I think it's something that people, when we ask people what's important and why do they come for new products. And I think that's one of my favorite things to see at the show, because, you know, you're not getting that other places. So this is really, you're looking to buy new things to sell in your retail outlets. And so I think that's one of my favorite things.
Well, and I think, again, like I said, we're hosting our Retailer's Choice Awards tonight, and we had our luncheon a little bit earlier today. And we've been doing this program for, I get it wrong every time because I always say, 50 years, and people are like, no, it's been 60 years, but we've been doing it for a long time, okay? And every year it never ceases to amaze me the kind of cool new products that I'm pretty involved in the industry, and yet every year they're coming up with products that I'm like, oh wow, either it's something that's like, that's so simple that why someone hasn't thought of that yet, or it's something like, oh my gosh, it's like all this technology kind of packed into something new or whatever. But what was really kind of cool about the luncheon this year is some of the retailers that participated, and by the way, the retailers who serve as our judges on this, they always come away loving it, because they're like, man, it's great to kind of just be tasked with going out on this floor and finding cool new stuff. But they really got into kind of telling the stories of some of these manufacturers, and it was really kind of almost heartwarming in a way that they were sharing, like, oh, I'm so excited that we picked these guys because it's this little company and they've come out with this great product.
So it's feel good, story.
And honestly, that's kind of what you get to find here too, with all the bigger names that you normally associate with, finding those kind of diamonds in the rough here's someone that has a really cool new idea that just needs to find some exposure and acceptance. And that's the kind of stuff that our people are finding here,
And it's exciting for those inventors, so to speak, to be able to showcase their work.
Well, and we've had people say before that, not just our awards, but getting discovered here at the show like that is like, it's life-altering for them.
Yeah, totally life-changing, absolutely.
I brought up at lunch today a product that, we first saw at the show and won one of our Retailer's Choice years ago that is now the Scrub Daddy, which is now
that
like,
was discovered
it
here?
Was like, well, I'm not going to take credit and say it was discovered here because I don't know that that's the case. But very early on in the life cycle of that product, it won a Retailer's Choice Award because it was found at the National Hardware Store.
That's great.
Now everybody in America has one of them sitting on their sink at home.
And if you don't, go get one.
Yeah, and if you don't, exactly, go get one. And we reach out to them for advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
And exhibiting.
This is not sponsored.
But quite frankly, that's the kind of stuff that, everybody used to joke about. Where do you find the next George Foreman grill? Well, here you go. Here's where you find that kind of thing. So, again, aside from, the products and the networking and the activities, How do you think the show continues to evolve? I mean, what do you think 2025 might look a little bit different from 2024? Or if you can't be specific about it, what do you guys think about, like, where you think you need to go or where you can?
So I think we build upon these new initiatives that we started this year. Another new initiative that I didn't mention was working with the NHPA in their merchandising foundation.
Right.
We brought in the University of Wisconsin students.
And man, I've heard that's been a big hit, by the way.
Yeah. They were phenomenal. There were three women that came and did a case study and presented to the NHPA retailers that were a part of the merchandising foundation group. And the rationale behind that was just to bring in young Generation
right.
X people that could take a liking to the hardware industry
right.
and maybe discover something that interests them and kind of keep it relevant as hardware ages up and up.
Right.
You know, we feel like it's important to bring in the next generation. So things like that will continue to build. We want to focus on the experience and build that up and continue with some new activations on the floor.
Yeah.
The backyard has such potential to continue to
grow. And that's
grow.
The area that's outside where you have vendors and
exactly.
people grilling steaks and people smoking ribs and,
yeah.
and you know, and all that and kind
then,
of stuff.
And then, you
yeah.
know, we have a band starting at 4 o'clock and a beer garden. And so those are places that we feel like we can grow and do some activation that will really excite the attendees
yeah.
and exhibitors that come to the show in 2025.
Well, to kind of expand on what you were talking about a little bit before is that for those of you who don't know, NHPA last year began, we have our Foundations of Merchandising Management course, and this is all about teaching retailers, you know, kind of the basics of merchandising skills and understanding how planograms come together and how they work and how merchandising techniques work actually in a store environment. And in talking with NHS, one of the elements of that course is also understanding how to interact with and negotiate with vendors and how to work shows. And so we were like, wouldn't this be great to actually have this element live at the show? So this is the second year we've done it. And as Joelle was saying, that they brought on these students from University of Wisconsin to present to our group and kind of give some insights as to, you know, what's important. And I know they talked about, like, for the younger generation, what are their shopping habits and what do they want to
yeah.
see from home improvement stores and what are their needs? And that was actually part of the conversation I was having when you walked up with a couple of the retailers, and they were talking about how interesting it was, some of these perspectives that they gave about, like, listen, you know, if you're trying to reach kids that are in college and so on, like having a pop-up store
yeah.
or making things that are available as we're moving into our dorm rooms
yeah.
or things that we might need because we might not have cars and can get to the store. Can you get, you know,
can you get it
and they
to
were
us?
Like, man, this is just like, yeah, of course we
yeah.
can.
And the retailers were saying, wow, I didn't think of this. And I think, you know, I might want to pick your brains to these 21 and 22-year-olds.
Right.
And their eyes were just, you know, wide open. And, you know, I think it's just interesting the perspective of the Gen Xers that, you know, they want instant gratification. They want it now. So if you could do a pop-up store on
right.
a college campus for building bunk beds or,
yeah, or
the
for
hangers.
Picture hangers or lights
yeah.
or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
yeah. And, you know, another part of that that's so cool that can happen at the show is our participants that are here, part of the curriculum, if you will, is actually coming out on the show floor and meeting with some of the vendors that are here. And I know one of them they met with was Midwest Fastener, who's here at the show. And
yeah.
they got the opportunity to talk to these people about, like, well, what's important with merchandising and how do we present at a show and how is it, what are best practices
right.
for interacting and so on. And so that's just like an experience that for someone who's learning it live and in this kind of
yes.
environment, there's no really no way to
it's much
put that in a classroom.
Being in a classroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, as we're wrapping up, you know, both the podcast, but at the show, and I know it's still, there's still a lot, a little bit of runway.
Don't get me quite excited.
a little bit of runway to go. What do you think are going to be kind of like some of the takeaways that you would like attendees and maybe the people who didn't make it to know? What are some of the things we missed, or what are some of the things that that we want to make sure we get the show on the calendar for 25?
Well, I think, as we talked about, the new products, you know, it's something that you're not going to see anywhere else except at NHS. So I think it's important, you know, if you're in the industry, come check it out. The Executive Summit is very current information. We talked about trends, and I think that is just helpful as you are in the industry. And I think the next area is important also to see. And so I think that, coupled with networking and meeting colleagues and meeting people from the industry, and relationship building, is just critical as we even still come out of COVID. And just that human interaction is so important in building businesses.
Well, and I think that, you know, we're the association that represents independent retailers in the community, and our goal is, what can we do as advocates for independent retailers to the rest of the industry? And we think that it is so important that a show like NHS offer this kind of thing, because, I mean, listen, wholesalers do great jobs with their shows, and there's other conferences and things like that, but everything can come together in this kind of independent, like you were saying, Joel, where it's not just a home just for independent retailers. It's where independent, I mean, I was on a panel this afternoon, and we had great independent retailers, but we also had someone from Walmart and Amazon on that. So that kind of perspective really doesn't happen anywhere else.
Right.
And so that's why it's so important. And I'm just, you know, talking to all of our listeners, if you haven't been to the show in a while, make sure you get it on your 25 calendar to say, I want to come and check this out. It would definitely be worth your while. And the show continues to evolve and continues to work with organizations like NHPA to, I mean, they sincerely sit down with us all the time and say, what do we need to do to make this show better for independent retailers? And we appreciate having a partner like that that's so eager to say, what can we do and change? And you guys don't just ask, then you say, okay, well, we'll do it if we can.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly, and we will implement. I mean, this year we really took the information, and when we surveyed attendees and exhibitors, to heart, and we implemented, you know, probably 5 or 6 new initiatives that are here making the show really relevant to the industry. So please check us out in 2025.
Absolutely. Okay, so the big question that I have for you is, we're here in Vegas and I gotta ask, are you a more Vegas for the food, Vegas for the shows, Vegas for the shopping, or Vegas for the gambling? Or if it does not covered in one of those, you can tell me.
All of the above.
Yeah, okay, all right, fair enough.
I would say, you know, my first reason for coming to Vegas would be NHS,
Of course, yes, of course.
But a second would certainly be the food.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing what's available in this town.
Yeah, I mean the restaurants, any time of day, truly will knock your socks off. And then, you know, there's certainly some good shopping.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say there's not.
There certainly is. Yeah.
You know, not a lot of free time, but...
Well, and another thing that I think is worth mentioning is that we're over here at the Convention Center West Hall, and there are some really nice, beautiful, relatively new hotel properties that have opened up around here. We're staying over at the Resorts World Properties, and that's a really nice new property. Fountain Blue just opened up, I think that just a few months ago they opened up. It's a fantastic property. So again, if you haven't, and this whole West Hall is relatively new, so everything's pretty nice, you know, shiny and bright over here. So, you know, again, it might not be the Vegas experience you thought of 7, 8 years ago, right. That's even evolved. So for all those reasons, I'd encourage all of our listeners to check out what's going on. You'll see in the coming weeks and so on our coverage of what took place at the show. You'll learn about all of our Retailers' Choice winners. You'll learn more about our merchandising management program, which took place here, and all the education and everything else. We'll be continue talking to you about it, and we're going to continue working with the folks at NHS to figure out how we can make the show even better and more useful for independent retailers. And they've been a great partner to us and definitely an advocate for independent retailers. So, Joelle, thank you guys so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Dan. And thank you for our partnership and alliance together. It's been really fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And we get to wind down a little bit in the next couple days
That's
and then
right.
put our feet up this weekend.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Joelle.
Thanks.